I think a good many people in their 20s have been politely puzzled by the outpouring this week following the death of Johnny Carson. It reminds us that though radio and TV signals beam out into the stars, they disappear from our atmosphere in a flash. Someone who comes into your home night after night, or Saturday after Saturday, can slip with disquieting quickness out of the public's mind. When many of us were young, Johnny Carson was a reason to grow up and to stay up past our bedtime. We fell asleep, or tried not to, to the sound of our parents' laughter chiming in with the chuckling of an unseen audience in glamorous Los Angeles. We knew we shared those laughs with millions more, ranging from the apartment next door to isolated farmhouses in rustling plains. My father, who I suspect let me stay up more than most kids did to join him in the gray-green glow of The Tonight Show, used to point out that while Johnny Carson was a funny man and a fabulous ad-libber, what made him truly distinguished night after night was that he was a great straight man. He could ask Don Rickles, Joan Rivers, or Bill Cosby just the right, seemingly unassuming question to set off a landslide of laughter. When that leggy blonde lady from the San Diego Zoo came on, Mr. Carson would set up the baby wallaby or squirrel monkey for all the best punchlines. His manner on air was warm and courteous, but unmistakably professional. He kept a comfortable Midwestern laugh bubbling through any conversation, which could boil over into guffaws. But I don't think I ever heard snide laughter from Johnny Carson. Today's late-night television shows are usually pre-scripted gag and plug-ola machines. They are about as spontaneous as, presidential debates. It is rare for those shows to have on someone who's not selling a movie, a CD, or one of those small books that are stored next to the cash register. They don't take a chance on guests who were simply engaging or riotous impromptu conversationalists, a George Plimpton, Dick Gregory, Judy Garland, Robert Morley, or Carl Sagan. There are so many more notches on the dial these days, but fewer and fewer real choices. Maybe that's why it sometimes seems as if Americans now just barge and blather at each other and have forgotten how to talk and laugh together.